Hello and welcome to TXF's Daily News Podcast. I'm Max Thompson, editor of TXF. First up, in the project and export finance space, on our headline news front, born out of the concern that financial institutions were not adequately accounting for their exposure to climate-related risks, TCFD has targeted industry-wide adoption. However, many in the export finance sector remain ambivalent. So, where does TCFD stand and what needs to be done to overcome industry inertia? On our Essentials News front, in the project and export space, ADB is helping the executing agencies, Ministry of Energy and the Ministry of Investment and Foreign Trade, and Regional Electric Network, the implementing agency and owner of the distribution networks. Over on our Essentials News front, in the project and export space, the Asian Development Bank signed a $1.2 million 18-month contract with an advisory team to assist Uzbekistan in preparing a roadmap for the country's wider adoption of distributed solar PV systems. And Phil Berger has been selected to replace Jonathan Bullock as head of project finance at the London office of DZ Bank, where he is currently employed as senior vice president. Over in the commodity finance space, on our headline news offering, TXF spoke to Julian Longston, CEO at Polestar, amid a period of progression for the maritime tech and regulatory compliance firm following a significant growth investment from Wavecrest Growth Partners and Abe Partners. Polestar will not just be boosting sales and hiring, but it is also extending its Purple Track solution to integrate ESG compliance into its model, amongst other product developments. On our third-party news track service in the commodity space, Standard Chartered has priced its first commodity hedge linked to environmental, social, and governance benchmarks with trader Trafigura. US-based Freepoint Commodities has closed a $2.3 billion revolving bank facility, and state-run oil producer Saudi Aramco beat analysis forecasts with a 30% rise in Q1 net profit and maintained its dividend payout, helped by strong oil prices. And last, but by no means least, in the trade finance sphere, digitizing business and removing tens of millions of paper documents would boost small British businesses overseas trade by £25 billion over the next 4 years, according to research by the ICC. And the EBRD and the EU are releasing new funds to support micro, small and medium-sized enterprises in Moldova. That's all for now, folks, and don't forget, you can subscribe to our podcast on your usual podcast provider. You can also find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram using the handle @TXFmedia.